We're up to Simon Mem Tes. Shulchan Aruch here discusses Sheyachol Lomar Kriyishma Baal Peh, the halacha that you're allowed to say Kriyishma Baal Peh. Now, this is based on the Gemara, which says that a person is not allowed to say Torah Shebaal Peh Bichsav. You're not supposed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, and you're not supposed to say Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh. You're not supposed to say words of Tanakh by heart. But there are certain times you're allowed to be makel. So that's what the Mechaber is talking about here. Afal gav de kaimalon dvarim shebichsav, iya ta rashai leomram ba'al peh, even though we paskin that you're not allowed to say tar shebichsav by heart, kol dovar sheragil v'shogur b'fi hakol, anything which is very common in the mouths of everyone, kigon kriyashma u'birkas kohanim u'parashas ha'tamid v'chayotze bohen muter. So like Shema, everybody knows Kriya Shema, everybody knows Birkas Kohanim, everybody knows Parshas HaTamid, and similar things, which is so well known to everybody, that is allowed to be said Baal Peh. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah here has a lot to say. So he says that, what about a blind person? Is he allowed to read Psukim? So he says, yes, because it's mutter, based on Eis Lasos Lashem Efei Ruso Rasecha, that if he wouldn't be able to, he would never be able to say words of Torah. He says, so too a person who's in jail and has no ability to get his hands on a Chumash, so he's allowed to say Psukim Baal Peh as well. Then he points out that Bishem the Radvaz, and Sifkat and Bezi quotes the Radvaz, and he says that the Radvaz himself says he was always careful to try not to say any Psukim Baal Peh, but he sees other people who would like read along with the Shliach Tzibur during laning or something like that, or they would speak it along the Psukim, and he says that's okay because you can be Somech on those Rishonim who hold that the only time it's an Isser to say it Baal Peh is when you're being Motzi other people, meaning it's only Usser for the Baal Kore to read Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh. But to just say a word on the parsha, and you want to say a pasuk or to say a tefillah with the psukim inside, that is mutter. And he says that's the opinion of that Teres Zakenim and the Gra, that it's only usher to say psukim baal peh if you're reading for the tzibur. And he says in Sifkat and Gimel, let's say you're giving a drasha in public and you're quoting lots and lots of psukim, and it's annoying and difficult to try to constantly be looking for the psukim. He says not, so maybe you could be makel. And under those circumstances, because it's very difficult. And he says, then what about when the Shulchan Aruch said, it's shagur b'fi hakol? So let's say this guy, he knows all of Tanakh by heart. Everything is shagur b'fiv. But it's not shagur b'fi hakol. He says, that's the only thing that matters, is if the world knows these psukim very well, it doesn't matter. Even if you know them very well, it doesn't help. And he says, what's included? So the Shulchan Aruch already said, Kriyishma, Birkas Kohanim, Mishnah Berurah just adds psuki de Zimra. And Shulchan Aruch said the Parshas HaTamid, but he said that really you should try not to add too many other things to this list, because we want to be careful not to violate this Isser, and we don't know what's Shogar B'fi HaKol necessarily. But he quotes from the Chavis Yoyer, who says that even though that this statement is true, Tehillim is mutter to say Baal Peh, because Tehillim is more like Tefillah than it is like Torah. And therefore, you're allowed to say Tfilos Baal Peh. You're just not allowed to say the Psukim of the Torah Baal Peh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, and B'dieved, you can be Somech on that together with the Shita of the Gra, that you're not reading it in public. Therefore, you can rely on it. Fine. Okay, let's do Simon Nun. Ta'am Lama Omrim Mishnas Ezo Mekomon. Why do we say the Perek of Mishnayas Ezo Mekomon? Says the Mechaber, Kavu Lishnos Achas Achar Parshat Tamid Perek Ezu Makoman, Ubraisa Derabi Shmuel. So the minig is they establish such a minig that you should say Ezu Makoman, and then the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kadesha Yizke Kolodim Lilmud B'chol Yom Mikra Mishno Gemara. So you should be Zocha to learn all three types of Torah. So you said the Psukim of the Parshas HaTamid already, and some of the Psukim of the other Karbanos. Now you're going to say the Mishnah of Ezu Makoman, and you're going to say the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, which is like Gemara. The Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, Ab Makim Gemara, Shab Medrash Ki Gemara. Fine, that's similar to Gemara. So Mishnah Berurah points out that some people refrain for this reason from saying the Psukim of the Mishnah of Ezu Makoman in a Besa Ovel, and that's not necessary. You don't have to refrain from saying anything in the Seder Hayom in the Besa Ovel, because it's not like you're teaching Torah to the Ovel. That's just the Seder Hayom. And then he points out a couple of reasons why we say Ezer Makoman, there's no Machlokes, there's also Drasha that has to do with Talmud Torah. And then he points out a very important thing, that when it comes to Mishnayos and Gemaras, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Talmud Torah unless you actually understand the words. Right? Earlier he had said it's Kedai to learn through the whole sugyas of the Karbanos. But besides that, you need to at least know what the words mean. This applies to any Mishnayos we read. So we quote-unquote daven it up, but it's not davening, it's really the Torah, and therefore if a person doesn't understand the words of the Torah that he's reading, it doesn't count, at least when it comes to Torah Shebaal Peh.